The report says trade liberalization in Africa has led to a slight increase in exports, but it says these increases are far below those achieved in other developing regions. UNCTAD senior economist and report author Charles Gore says Africa's share in world agricultural trade stood at 3.2% in 2006. He says this was lower than in 1985 when agricultural exports stood at 5.4%.
Even more worrying from the point of view of the report is that there has been little diversification in the export composition. Diversification into high-value agricultural exports has only been successful in a few countries, notably Côte d'Ivoire, Ethiopia, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, and Zambia. And there has also been very little diversification into manufacturers' exports.
Gore says diversification of African economies could ensure more robust and stable growth, but this has not occurred. He says the manufacturing sector could potentially yield higher profits and higher living standards. He says governments must take effective steps to reverse several worrisome trends. These include decades of relative neglect of agriculture that have hindered African countries at a time of climbing commodity prices.
After trade liberalization, imports have increased as a share of GDP much more quickly than exports, and thus African countries have experienced a worsening trade balance. Overall, one may therefore characterize the export performance as modest, though in value terms, this has been masked by the recent commodity price boom.
The report says Africa is experiencing a food crisis mainly because of the negligence in development policies pursued during the past 25 years. UN economists say a number of factors are hindering African agricultural performance. Key constraints include poor physical infrastructure, inefficient product markets, lack of credit, and weak land and labor markets. They say gender division of labor and constraints on access for women to land also create problems. The report says developed countries have an important role to play in helping African countries improve their export performance, notably through aid for trade initiatives. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.